Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 23rd of November. Indonesia's Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy is socialising the improvement of resilience and competitiveness to encourage businesses' revival after being hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. To achieve the goal, the Indonesian Tourism Ministry has created programmes that focus on the four AS principles, which in English equate to hardworking, smart working, thorough and sincere. The four AS principles were founded following the COVID-19 pandemic impacts to the tourism and creative business across the country, where before social and economic restrictions ruled to measure the spread of the virus, had 16.1 million tourists arrive in 2019, which dropped by 75% in 2020. The government has been working on the initiative by distributing recovery incentives for tourism and creative businesses. Hong Kong-based Cathay Pacific Airways fired three pilots infected with COVID-19 during an overseas layover. The pilots were accused of breaking protocols by leaving their hotel rooms. The airline said the positive cases led to about 150 other Cathay workers, including pilots and flight attendants, being taken to a quarantine facility for 3 weeks. Cathay said it is beefing up checks at overseas bases to make certain health protocols are being properly followed during layovers. Children will be allowed to ride bullet trains that run through most of Japan's biggest cities for free as part of a campaign to revive domestic tourism that was hit by the coronavirus pandemic. The campaign begins today and will run until December 19. The promotion will cover Nozomi Super Express services that stop at major stations including Tokyo, Nagoya, Kyoto, Shin Osaka and Hakata. To be eligible for the campaign, passengers will need to reserve seats through members-only online systems, with payments for both adults and children made at the same time by credit card. Child fares will be refunded about 2 weeks later. Child passengers must be between 6 and 11 years old and accompanied by an adult. Up to 5 children will be able to travel for free per adult passenger. Inspired by its recent international tourism campaign focusing on adventure tourism, Slovenia is expected to see inbound tourism rise to 5.7 million arrivals by 2024, a 22% increase on pre-pandemic levels, according to Global Data. The leading data and analytics company notes that adventure and sport is the fifth most popular holiday type and has particular resonance with Slovenia's traditional visitors, the Czechs and the Dutch. Slovenia is home to some of the most incredible landscapes in Europe, and the Slovenian Tourist Board's recent campaign has brought the destination to life by focusing on adventure tourism, natural beauty and national parks. According to Global Data, many tourists are yearning for open, green spaces after months at home. Pent-up demand for adventure travel will see international tourism recover more quickly in Slovenia than some other places in Europe. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.